On to item 9, miscellaneous staff reports. Christina, do we have any staff reports today?
We do. First of all, I wanted to introduce the board to Ryan Lewis. He's our new retirement services manager sitting straight ahead of us.
There he is. All right. Welcome.
He just started last week, so very new, but we're very happy to have him.
Well, welcome. Glad to have you.
And then I also wanted to provide a Sagitec update. You probably noticed we didn't have an update on the agenda for this meeting. December 13th, we'll have a larger update. We do have Jesse in the room if you wanted to ask questions under outside professionals report. But at this point, we are on target to receive 3 modules for testing on Monday. So we'll be receiving the service retirement calculation, the disability retirement calculation, and the vendor self-service. And so far on the Sagitec testing side, it's going very well. So we're excited to get those Monday, and staff are gearing up to be ready to test in our testing room. As you may recall at the last meeting, we had received a couple other modules, the disability application and the service retirement application, and both of those modules were very high quality and passed testing very quickly. So we are hoping that we will have the same experience next week. So December 13th should hopefully be a good update, and Sagitec will be on site for that. But I didn't have them come on site today because they are sending so many of their staff for the 3 modules coming next week. So we're going to have quite a few Sagitec staff in person here. Are there any questions on that?
No, I think that's a really good judgment call. I can't remember if we talked about the agendizing of this, but that made sense to me that we would put it to the 13th, given the timing.
And then I wanted to let the board know that Karen has been appointed to the legislative committee with SACRS. So congratulations to Karen. Yeah.
Congratulations. Listen, if we can't get something done with the horsepower we have here now, huh?
And then I sent an email, but just a reminder that we're having a Cicera luncheon December 15th. It is on this property, but not in this building. So we have what I call a twin building, the building right across the little courtyard we have on the first floor. They have they call it a conference center, but it's like a conference room, and we'll be meeting over there for lunch and then doing some activities.
Yeah, we had our first 1 or 2 board meetings there. So those of you who will remember that's the space, the conference space across the plaza. So.
Yep. And that's all for me.
All right. Well, thank you, Christina. Outside professionals. Do we have any outside professionals reports today? Doesn't look like we do. All right. Which brings us to the drum roll, trustee comments. So trustee comments. I see John moving for his notes on SACRS, but you go ahead. I'll follow behind you. Go ahead, John.
We did have a number of us at the SACRS Fall Conference. These are my quick notes on the sessions that I attended. I want to start out by recognizing at the introduction, we had a great introduction with Dr. D. In addition to his skills on the bagpipes, he demonstrated some dance steps that maybe he could share at the Christmas party.
That's what we want.
Under the keynote by former Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy, we need to allow more legal immigration. Both parties now support massive industrial policy. Interesting, somebody sees that. And finally, no fiscal discipline within either party, leaving unsustainable debt to future generations. Unsustainable never gets defined. Energy security. Demand for energy will continue to grow, depending upon Russia illustrates the need for secure sources of energy. We have never replaced any fossil fuels. Wind and solar now generate about 3% of total energy. There will continue to be high demand for oil and gas and nuclear. Hybrid is the best electric vehicle solution. and oil and gas reserve replacement ratio is massively declining. Hence, prices will go higher, and oil and gas has the best risk-adjusted returns available. Under the innovative concepts for plan portfolios from various CIOs, these are investment ideas that they were suggesting, buy two-year treasuries, be cautious on fixed income and private credit, don't purchase, well, not purchasing hedge funds and commodities, and AI, artificial intelligence, there'll be more on that in a moment, has not yet had a major impact on portfolio values. Key to startup success is growth in revenue and assets. No clear method for picking successful founders. Track record is only one factor. And finally, most AI is now in the preparation of written replies. Under cyber attacks, I know Tim had one of these. I think you were the last one. Cyber attacks. Hackers start with finding people on social sites. Be careful what you click on. Some basic rules. Never send money to someone you've not met. Ignore. I know, but it still happens.
We traveled a long way to get that advice.
We want a refund, David. Be careful what you call it. Okay. Ignore unsolicited contacts. Do not click on infected, suspicious sites. Probably none of that is a surprise to any of you. Where possible, use a VPN, which is a virtual private network with two-factor access to protect your site. Investing in Africa. My view was we received a sales pitch. See previous comments. We previously heard why investing in Africa was a good idea for Africa, but not why it would be a good idea for the investor. artificial intelligence. This was Tim, so hopefully I captured it reasonably. The amount of information available on the internet has to be reduced, managed to be useful to humans who only see a part of the whole. Machine intelligence is immediate, available, and potentially massive. Example, AI viewing cells and showing the radiologist which cells are cancerous. AI will tell stories better and hence improve security order flow. AI will learn what pleases the user and will revise its output over time as it learns. It will be more useful over time if it's challenged by its user. And currently, ChatGPT, which I suspect you've all heard of, will help users write better emails and articles and may, to some degree, replace Google search. Any of that incorrect or should be added to? Anyway, Tim did a great job. That's yep. It.
All right, thank you. Jerry?
And one thing, the Congresswoman, ex-Congresswoman, let's just keep her, very impressive. She was just, I found her to be articulate, common sense, consensus builder. It was clear to see why she left Washington, D.C., because she had no future there. But she was very good. And I wish, I look at people like that and think, I wish she was my congressperson.
So I'm just going to add, first of all, David, thank you. It was a really great experience. I had not been to a full SACRS conference in a few years, so it was well worth the time, a lot of renewing of relationships. So it, you know, it has a value in and outside of the teaching rooms, but it was really well done. I won't repeat what John said, but I had a few takeaways that a couple I wanted to share. Jonathan Hsu, I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelling is HSU. He was our headliner on Thursday morning. Fascinating guy. And a couple of quotes that came to mind were, the future is here, it's just unevenly distributed. Pretty telling comment if you think about it long enough. He also had this to say about astrophysics, it's deeply useless. I don't know if you guys remember that. Great stuff. But on AI in particular, something that he touched on somewhat, not fully, but it's been around as long as all of us have. We just didn't call it that. So, and my earliest recollection of knowing about it was in reading a piece on the 1960 presidential election. It wasn't Ted Sorensen's book. It was something else, because I'd read that years ago. But the point is that it was in that election, there was a rudimentary use of data management, data manipulation, in order. And I'm talking about the Kennedy side of that race. I don't know what the Nixon side did, but the Kennedy side were doing what we would now think of as somewhat primitive data analytics. And frankly, if you just think back, data analytics have been, as I say, have been around as long as we have. And that's really the AI is simply the next extension of what has been around for a long time, which is taking vast amounts of data, just can't even fathom the vast amounts, processing it, organizing it, and using it, and the AI piece, which is now the educational aspect of teaching the computer how to use it and when to use it. Jonathan Hsu said, though, in his presentation, you should always have a human who intervenes at the end of the AI pipeline to review the output. Never. So the next step, right, of ultimately AI doing it all, bad idea. Probably common sense would tell us that, but that was the advice from, you know, at least the smart people. So it's ubiquitous. I received messages yesterday and the day before that when I read them, I realized they were generated by AI. They were so perfectly written from persons communicating with me. Yes, that's what I'm saying. During the sessions, I think I did three AI sessions. I had to leave Tim's early because of my flight, so I didn't hear the punchline. But the lead-in, your speaker who talked, took it from what the human eye perceives versus what the machines see and perceive. It was really an interesting and fascinating approach. And I really forgot the point I was going to make, but I think it had to do with AI, but I'll stop there. So in any event, great conference, and thank you again, David. And
another thing with the AI that right now in the news, the most that you hear about it is be aware of it, be afraid of it. And I think what we learned at the conference is you don't have to be afraid of it. It can be a good thing. You just have to be sure that you know what you're looking at and to verify. They gave a couple examples of, in fact, we had AI with this particular conference, and we also had AI with the Invesco conference. And in both of them, they said the same thing. And one of the instances they gave is they asked the AI to describe the difference between a cow egg and a chicken egg. And the AI said, well, a cow egg is much larger than a chicken egg, and they're much harder to find, and the colors are a little bit... But what they were trying to put across was that it wants to please you. I mean, it's going to give you what you want and try to put it onto a piece of paper, and you've got to verify and know. If you don't know what you're asking for to be able to verify that, you may get yourself in some big trouble.
Yes, and several have.
Yes.
And what you're saying reminded me of what I was going to say, but I don't want to preempt.
Well, no, and that's just basically what I wanted to bring up, too. And the other thing about the Sackers that they came up with a new program on Tuesday. They normally have the ethics training and the sexual harassment training. And they also added the disability training, which I attended, and it was excellent. And I really highly recommend that next time we have a Sackers, and hopefully they're going to do that over again, is to attend this, because they gave us a lot of information about what we're dealing with now, what we've talked about when we do disability reviews, and it really puts a lot of things in perspective as far as what we're doing versus what should be done, and I think we're doing it all right. So, but I highly recommend that if you have an opportunity to get there,
the day early to go ahead and go to the disability training because it's very good.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Any other comments, Jerry?
I was reminded that some of these movies you see over the years can be incredibly prescient. And if you remember back to 2001, A Space Odyssey, Kubrick's film, when Dave is talking to Hal, he says, "Open the pod bay door, Hal." And Hal says, "I'm sorry, I can't do that, Dave." That's AI from 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It was very interesting. One other thing, I sat next to John in one of the meetings, and I decided I'm going to take some notes here and try and do a better job than John does on summarizing these things. I looked over at the end of the presentation, and he had not taken a single note. And he looked over and he said, "This is pretty much what I got out of this presentation." So, I thought that was pretty interesting. And the third thing is escapes me at the moment, which is probably just as well.
It happens, yes. It happens to good people.
I parked my car.
So my item last was simply, don't be afraid of AI. I've been using it for a while because I find it fascinating. So my advice is log in. You can chat GPT. I think the free version is up current through 2021 or 22. Google's is Bard, B-A-R-D. I encourage you to use it. Put in the prompts. In the session, Karen sat in front of me in the session where the guy had trouble. He was trying to bring up Bard, and he couldn't, and he ended up using chat. I put in some prompts, just basic stuff, just for fun, like, tell me about Sackers, what kind of an organization is it? You get typically in these programs three different iterations or three different responses that you can look at and review. And they were really good summaries of Sackers, what its role is, how it interacts with its member systems and so forth. And I thought, well, this is impressive. It just tells you on the fly what it can do. But I also learned, this is the real item last, is that you should challenge it and ask it a question you know there's more than one answer to. And I've done that, on legal matters just to test ideas and theories and things that people tell me. And it will give you yes and no responses. It'll make the argument. And this is the takeaway, that the scary part of AI is you really need to have a human intervene and be involved. It will give you, on the one hand this, on the one hand that, kind of responses. If you look at all three of the variations you get back, just even in the free versions. And it was fascinating to me. One, in the last time I did it to test a legal theory, it was just dead wrong on the third. It's not the law, it's the short version of it. But if you put in that prompt and you accept the response and you didn't know any better, you'd think you were off to the races and you'd avoided hours of work, right? The answer is you got to be super careful. So I encourage you to use it. It's all around us. As I say, it's ubiquitous.
I'm not surprised that you would find that functionality useful as a lawyer. That it would say on the one hand and on the other hand.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of lawyer responses.
That's it. Classic.
Give credit also to Christina for one of the panels that she moderated.
Yes.
She moderated one on human resources. And I actually heard some curious responses from a couple of the panelists. My favorite was the guy who said, what I like to do, he says, "I really don't much care for exit interviews. Instead, I do in-service interviews," or something like that, basically. And he said, "Like, a question I like to pose to people is, what would it take to get you to leave this organization?" And I thought to myself, there's two questions that come to mind immediately. Just ask me. That would be. Or the second one is, do you know something I don't? And so I posed that to him, and he said, "Yeah, I don't think I articulated that very well." And I thought that was one of the more curious questions. Come on in. I want to find out what it's going to take to get you to leave this organization. Good approach. Really good HR approach. But Christina did a nice job of moderating.
And still managed to do that, get out of there after I did, and beat me to the airport, which I found remarkable. But nonetheless, it's how it happened. Any other thoughts from Sackers?
I just want to say thanks to those of you who were able
to attend. We had great participation from our trustees and then also staff, several staff members moderating sessions and so forth. So it felt like a really good program. And we hope to build on that. So any suggestions, please forward them to me, and we'll see about putting that into the program going forward.
I think you should have Jerry speak. I think that would be riveting. Anything else?
We did a panel one time. I was never invited back.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, hearing none, we stand adjourned. Thank you. See you on the 13th. Audit committee in 5 minutes.